We'll, of course, start with Target or Target or Target, whatever your flavor. I'm not sure how they identify these days. This is the company that used to be called Dayton's after the Dayton family, the patriarch of which was George Draper Dayton, who founded the dry goods store in 1881 in Minneapolis. If Delaware is DuPont country, then by golly, Minneapolis is the land of Dayton. Eventually, the Daytons changed the name of their store to Target in 1962, with the logo being the iconic bullseye. Of course, it's never enough for these rich families to just be rich and enjoy their lives. They gotta be influential and political, too. So what do you know? The Daytons married into the Rockefeller family, who is responsible for, of course, Rockefeller oil, Rockefeller medicine, the education system, and more. The granddaughter of oil baron John D. Rockefeller wed Yale Skull and Bonesman Mark Dayton in the 1970s. It's important to note the context of historic Rockefeller doings, the practice of which we could probably trace back to Mystery Babylon. But keep in mind, the Rockefellers got together with other families to both fund the eugenics movement at Cold Spring Harbor and form the Federal Reserve, which has been a parasite on our country since the very beginning, putting us in a financial system completely based on debt, debt slavery, and usury. The Rockefellers kept detailed notes on families they wanted to eradicate from the earth at Cold Spring Harbor, and there were many, many families. But when they got outed, the Rockefellers simply underwent a rebrand and dominated what is now the modern medicine movement, funding things like fertility vaccines and trying them out on unsuspecting populations across the world, publishing their findings in their end-of-year reports, which are still published and pretty easy to find today. You can totally verify everything I've said. I talk about eugenics, Rockefeller eugenics, in great detail in my book, The Deep State Encyclopedia, but anyway, Mark Dayton, whose family owns Target, remember he married the Rockefeller granddaughter, became Minnesota's 40th governor running on the Democratic ticket. His Rockefeller wife funneled tens of millions of dollars into progressive politics. They had two sons together, but they eventually divorced, yet their quote-unquote progressive politics really did permeate Target corporate culture. I'm sure you remember the whole transgender bathroom debate of 2016. Target spearheaded the movement, stating that they welcome transgender team members and guests to use their restrooms or fitting room facility that corresponded with their gender identity. Of course, customers who disagreed boycotted the stores. Which brings us up to speed with everything, and we arrive at their 2023 Pride Collection, which has caused so much controversy that Target, in recent days, has removed much of the collection from its shelves, stating that they were removing some merchandise celebrating Pride Month from the store shelves after facing a backlash against the products, including threats against the safety of its workers. Which makes me roll my eyes so much because I highly doubt anyone is threatening the workers. But these folks love to play the perpetual victim. I'm going to roll the short video where I take you on a field trip to Target and show you the collection.
Hey, internet friends. Y'all keep sending me this picture of the Target display at LGBTQ XYZ. And we're going to go see if in Georgia, in North Georgia, they have this display. And we're going to go see if it's as extremely diverse and accepting as you all say it is.
All right, we've arrived at our side quest destination. Oh yeah. Queer liberation is for everyone. Oh no. In case your dogs are gay or trans. Busy thinking about girls. Just be you and feel the love. There's definitely a lot of kid stuff here in this section. These swimsuits with the extra space for your appendages go up to a 4X. Just so you know. Another 4X for you. Trans people will always exist. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I could not find the wheelchair trans person shirt. I'm very disappointed. Yay, our side quest has ended. We're leaving. Okay, we're back. I'm showing off my garden over here. I hate going to Target because it's like IKEA, you know, when you walk through the doors, I'm sure they're spraying something on you. At IKEA, it's the Cinnabon cookie smell. At Target, it's probably, I don't know, Monsanto Roundup and estrogen. Okay, starting to rain over here, but I feel like it's 50% kids' clothes over there in the stunning and brave section, 50% adult clothes. Don't love that. Feels like recruitment. I do wonder if half of the marketing plan is the outrage. They get you to discuss these topics. They get you to go in and hate, look at everything. I don't know. I do wonder if that's part of the marketing plan. Target looks like it's in shambles, by the way. All the aisles are, it looks like a Dollar General in there. Terrible. All right, that concludes the video.
So I have to ask, is there a connection between the Rockefeller control of Target, their eugenics programs, their eugenics movements, and the promotion of the alphabet mafia, the rainbow mafia? Because I'm not saying this to be hateful, no way, no how, but when you are with the same sex, when you have hormones pumped into your veins since the time you're a child, you are not going to procreate. You are the end of your bloodline. And like I told you in a previous video, we can point to historical examples of gay and even trans communities throughout time, like Weimar Germany. But they were never presented as the majority or the norm. And the concept of gay and trans and sexuality was very much kept as an adult concept. One of the designers Target partnered with for their Pride collection, Ab Prahlin, sorry if I said that wrong, quote, Ab Prahlin sells shirts, pins, and stickers with the design of a pastel goat head and the message, Satan respects pronouns. The company also sells clothing that includes the phrase, we bash back, with a heart-shaped mace in the trans flag colors. There's also a transphobe collector with a skull design and a homophobe headrest with skulls beside a pastel guillotine. So that's who Target got to design a few products for their Pride collection. And like I said in the video, 50% of the stuff in my Target's Pride section, which was directly there when you walk in, at the front of the store on full display, not only had tuck-friendly swimsuits alongside the Pride baby onesies and children's clothes, but some of their designs were from a designer who basically has a whole Satan rainbow collection. I know the internet friends who get it, they truly get it. And that's who this message is for, and we're moving on.